Yes, I have just asked that the sanya can mark the shape, the form, the sensation.
It arises with each moment of citta.
Yes.
So whatever citta experiences, sanya marks that object. Right now, every day is marked by sanya. Otherwise, there's no remembrance of samsara or anything else. If sanya doesn't come, since it arises with each citta, no matter citta experience what object, it marks that object. Its function is to mark, and citta function is to experience. Without understanding this, it will not lead to the enlightenment, to become detached from clinging to all reality as something and self. So it has to be very natural, like now, because it's conditioned not by anyone, but by its proper conditions. And now when there's understanding, even intellectually, it can detach from clinging by not knowing anything at all about it. Little by little, very gradually, when we read about the Savaka's life, the life of the enlightened disciple, no matter man or woman or whoever, they developed quite a long, long time from life to life, and no expectation to become enlightened at any time. So that is not like go somewhere and do something intending to have it at once or later, which is not the understanding of anything right now at all. And that is not the teachings of Buddha. The most important thing is that it's like the law. The words are the same, but it depends on the one who reads it, how much one understands it. For example, the word bhavana, for those who do not study carefully, might think that they have to go somewhere and take hard time to develop, to understand or to experience something strange, but no understanding that at what moment, what is that? Attachment. Whenever there is no understanding, there is ignorance and attachment. So one does not realize that when then one does not follow the teachings carefully or read carefully, it's the way to destroy the teachings. It's against the teachings. Buddha didn't say that at all. So one doesn't have Buddha as one's refuge. One has the other person as one's refuge, not the Buddha.
When the object of sanya is just an image of
object as citta, because they arise together. Sanya doesn't arise after, but together at that moment. At least 7 jetasikas arise. And there are only 10 cittas which have only 7 sanyas, 7 jetasikas with them. The other have more. Because it's just a happening conditioned by karma. It's like a flash of seeing, that's all. Its function is just seeing. And follows by many cittas later. With sanya in each citta.
Even at the moment when it's just visible object appearing already, sanya marking it.
Yeah.
Whether it's an idea or visible object, sanya performing the same function, marking and remembering.
Yeah. I want to ask that when the object is seeing, then the sanya will perceive about the image that seems to then the image seem to be easier to understand than that when the object is perceived of some situation. It seems to be not only one image, but it seems to be the whole story or the whole succession of that.
Citta at a time, thinking of one word at a time. You cannot think of 2 words at a time.
So when we think, we're thinking of a whole situation, actually many, many cheetahs thinking of concept, different concepts. You cannot think of a whole story at a time, just one cheetah at a time.
For example, when we think about the idea of good business, then it seems to be there are a lot of things.
Even now, lots of cheetah chaitasikas arising and falling are exactly the same. Only the object is different. You take it for business, you take it for, I'm sorry, but actually it's thinking. Because the seeing cannot think, the hearing cannot think. The citta which thinks.
Yes, what I want to ask is that idea, the idea of good business.
It's only object of thinking by sanya. If sanya does not remember, there is no thinking about it. So thinking is conditioned.
At that time, the sanya seemed to be not only one.
Just one moment, citta arises one moment, sanya arises and falls away together with citta. There is no two sanya in one citta.
Because when thinking of good business, then we think that...
You think one word at a time.
Yes.
Experience is not you. The whole teaching concerns all reality as anatta, oneself. Until then, you realize that it's not I who's trying to understand this or that. Because the idea of self is so very deeply rooted, so it needs the development of panya, which can understand reality as it is, little by little, until time comes to understand directly, little by little. Everything is little by little.
So when we say the attachment to the situation, that's what's the object at that time?
Attachment to what we see, the thing. Without this, it's bawanga citta. Not experience anything. Is there any attachment at moment of being fast asleep?
Is there any attachment?
Arise at moment of being fast asleep.
When just for one good teacher's arising.
When you are asleep, no dream, does attachment arise? It's there as latent tendencies, but it does not arise to perform its function of being attached to an object through eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, or mind. There are only six objects. What arises with attachment?
What
arises with attachment?
Can be some sensation.
Ignorance.
Ignorance always arises of attachment. Conceit sometimes arises of attachment.
Yeah.
Mana, sometimes, not always.
Oh, you say... attachment is loba, so what is upadana? Clinging?
There are four kinds of upadana. All of the 14 chittasikas, only four are the upadanas. The first is kamupadana, the combination of kam and upadana. It means clinging to sensuous object all day. And the other four concerns sthiti. Other three. Consensity. Tittu Patan, Silapatu Patan, Atavatu Patan.
Different kinds of wrong view.
Tittu Patan, when you have wrong idea that there is only one life, no more after death, because you don't know that no you, no one, it's only the arising of citta by conditions succeeding one another, all along, on and on and on, when there is no understanding, no way to stop its arising, like yesterday and today and tomorrow. That is ditti, when it's wrong understanding about reality. And sila patupatana is when there is wrong understanding, one follow and practice that wrong understanding. Hoping, wishing that it will bring one to Nibbana, and one might think the Nibbana is a city, a place, pleasant, very pleasant place. But that's not the understanding at all. Wrong from the very beginning, and cling to not only wrong view, but one cling to it so much that it can condition the practicing of wrong view. And the wrong practice is sila patupatana. And the last one is the very subtle one, attavatupatana, take reality for self. Before I have another kind of wrong view, there must be a view that I see, I hear, I think, I like, take all kind, the five kindness for I, for me. And that is attavatupatana. Wrong understanding. It's gone, completely gone, each moment. Only panya. Which directly understanding the arising and falling away and the nature of nama and rupa can just eliminate little by little the idea of self until moment of directly experiencing nibbana, then all wrong view and the idea of self is completely eradicated. Otherwise, it's not yet the perfect understanding or the noble one. Depending on panya, the teachings of Buddha leads one to have more and more understanding. Not I or you. So panya knows, panya understands, panya does not go wrong. Because it knows what is it. Right now, there are many things appears. What are they? See? No idea about, no self, nothing in it, only painting. Or paint as chairs, bus, take it out of what is seen, like looking at a picture. When there's no self at all, only realities, they appear as they are. Visible object as just visible object, seeing as seeing, no one there. And panya is there. Knows, it doesn't mean that panya does know anything. How can that be panya when there's no understanding of whatever appears? That's why it needs the intellectual understanding. So skillful to condition the direct awareness or an understanding of reality which conform with what is said in Tipitaka. Seeing is seeing, nothing in it. No see, no hearing, no smelling, no idea of my body. As soon as there's still the idea of I see, it's located somewhere in your eyes. It's still your eye or my eye. The body is there with I. See? And do you think about sitting right now?
Think about sitting? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of the...
Other things, not of the position or the posture at all. You think of that which is seen, that which is heard. No idea about what posture it is. When there is no thinking with sanya, remembering that it's in this posture, otherwise it does appear. But sanya, wrong sanya, the atta sanya in Pali, atta sanya, remembering as something, as I, or a thing. All story in this life and 100 years ahead is all gone. 2,000 years, everything's gone. It's so very, it seems very important right now, but actually it's just a moment. just like a dream.
Just a moment, thinking
about. Normally, loba is translated as grit.
It led to anywhere, like now. It leads us to here. Lopa leads us to here. Right? We don't go other place. So the boss said, come here.
He said, Lopa is translated as greed.
Greed. Yes. Same. Different.
Attachment, greed.
Different stages, different level. Greed, yeah.
Sometimes stronger, sometimes a little bit like now. It's attachment, but maybe greed, we think it's stronger, but all kinds of loba, strong or weak.
Greed is also attachment.
So attachment is the nature of greed.
Yes, loba. Yeah. Loba or tanha, the same.
Greed is loba.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you for the question and discussion.